Hi, I'm Rob Brown, and I'm your host of this Accounting Influencers podcast. Every week, you get interviews and insights from leaders and influencers globally about growth, leadership, talent, succession, tech, performance, and those special things that make the good accountants and accounting firms great. Enjoy today's episode, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. It's Rob Brown here, host of the Accounting Influencers podcast, and here with my monthly slot to talk about what I want to talk about. And as head of the Business Development Academy, which trains accountants to win business, my topics are mostly around business development, growth related. How do you bring in more revenues for your firm? And my question to you this week is, how strong is your network? Because after all, that's where your referrals come from. And when I ask accountants, where do you win your business? They'll say referrals, recommendations, introductions. And it's true. Most recommendations, introductions, most deals, hires, promotions, sales, most agreements come down to two people shaking hands, either in person or virtually. So that comes down to your network, doesn't it? Who are you known by and who do you know? So your relationships and your contacts are all important for your career, for your revenue generation. But have you ever calibrated your connections to assess how relevant or helpful or influential they are? Have you ever spent time in and on the wrong people or the wrong relationships? Because time's valuable, isn't it? We feel we're chasing down the wrong road sometimes with key people. And in these tough times, we hear lots of talk of collaboration, strategic partnerships, commercial alliances, introducer networks, mastermind groups, peer mentoring. But most people don't intentionally or strategically build or leverage their contacts like they should do. And why is this? Is it complacency? Do you feel you've got enough connections? Do you feel people are just coming to you with business because they know what you do? Is it a lack of priorities or strategic thinking? Well, actually, in my experience, it's mostly because when you have a task or a project or a problem like winning new business, you're programmed to dive right into the how. Just think of your education system wherever you are, and we have listeners all over the world. Most schools and universities prepare you for a life of how, and kids around the world are graded on how they solve particular problems on their own. That's what an examination is, really. But the world rewards you on a different approach, because when you leave school, you need to collaborate, you need to team up and delegate to thrive. But in school, they don't call that collaborating and delegating. They call it cheating because you've asked other people. So the education system ingrains most people into asking how and discourages asking the who. And this is a title for a book I was given recently as a gift by the excellent Des O'Neill from Profit Pro. You can check him out on LinkedIn. And the book's by Dan Sullivan, founder of Strategic Coach, and it's called Who, Not How. And the premise of the book is simply that to solve something, you ask naturally, how do I do this? Or how can I get this done? And it's the classic entrepreneur or business owner facing a challenge and naturally asking, how do I solve this problem? And instead, the book says you should be asking, who can I get to do this for me, or who can help me accomplish this? So you pivot the how to a who. And this pivot in thinking makes all kinds of interesting ideas and collaborations possible. Because by seeking the right people to help you, you shift from a how mentality to a how to a who mentality. And you focus on who you work with rather than trying to do everything yourself. And when you do that, you see faster progress, bigger accomplishments, less personal effort, and more freedom of time. So let's take an example in a coaching situation. I'm with an accounting client and they want to make partner. Let's call him Jim. And Jim knows that aside from his technical expertise as an accounting professional, his people skills and his commercial acumen, they're all a given. He also needs to be able to bring in new business to the firm. And now there's a lot Jim could do himself. He could do virtual or in-person networking. He could be creating content, thought leadership. He could be picking up the phone, sending out emails. He could be going to his existing client base and cross-selling them advisory services beyond the compliance work that he's offering them. But with his fee earning responsibilities and looking after existing clients, there's only so much time he has available for business development. Does that resonate with you? So Jim sees that trying to do it all himself is potentially a long slog, and it could be a while before his pipeline of opportunities starts filling up. So what does he do instead? Well, I'm coaching him to explore the people who can create opportunities for him instead of worrying about the best way to do it himself. So we've changed Jim's question from how can I get more clients to who can help me get more clients? And Jim sees that the how limits him to his own knowledge, his own experiences, his own network, his own capabilities, and it demands a lot of his personal time, energy, and attention doing potentially low ROI business development tasks. But who, on the other hand, connects Jim with different knowledge, experiences, capabilities. It's the who that gets Jim his desired results, i.e. new business opportunities and leads, as quickly and effectively as possible. And the who frees up potentially hundreds of hours of Jim's time to put into stuff that really matters, like building his network, building stronger who's, doing personal development, deepening relationships, and it expands his vision of what's possible because he's no longer seeing himself as the bottleneck or that sole entity responsible for generating the desired new business results. So when I'm coaching Jim, we're building a lot of quick wins by calibrating and nurturing his referral network and his key clients and his team of champions and advocates that really get who he does and have access to his target market. And he's finding it really liberating because instead of adding to his already massive to-do list, he's thinking about partnerships and strategic alliances. He's exploring the best ways to take advantage of the skills and competences of others to get things done. So his opportunities are expanded and they're not time limited. And most of all, he's not feeling the pressure of being the one to do everything himself. Now, applying this to your situation, there are countless brilliant and capable who's out there waiting and wanting to help you. But first, as a leader, you need to understand your vision well and clearly articulate what it is that you need, what job you need doing. And now don't get me wrong, I still have lots of work to do with Jim, and he's on my 90-day pipeline training, and he's working through putting this new thinking into his everyday routines. But his pipeline is already close to $100,000 of new opportunities, which he can repeat every quarter, not to mention the lifetime value of those new clients and deals. So when it comes to you, if you have an appetite or an expectation to bring in new business in your role, then here are some takeaways for you that you can apply to raising your business development game. Number one, find the who's, not just for business development, like we've cited here, but for many aspects of your life, personal and business, career and social, work and play, and ask who can get you there faster, not how can I get there faster. Number two, be a good who for others. So talk about their goals and what's clogging up their to-do list. Can they lean into you and your network and your areas of expertise? Because it's always good to come into a relationship having created value first. Professor Adam Grant wrote a great book called Give and Take, and he talked about three kinds of people. Those who give first with little thought of return. We all know who they are. They're the good guys. Those who give only to get back an equal amount or more. So I'll give to you if you give to me. And then there are those who take first before they give. And we all know who they are too. And it seems from the research that the givers always come out on top in the long term. So be a good who for others and see if you can give first. Number three, avoid the wrong who's even when they seem attractive. As an example, I'm co-founder of a mastermind group called the Accounting Influencers Roundtable, or AIR, the AIR Group, with an incredible guy called Martin Bissett, and he's my guest for next week's podcast on our Leader Special episode. Anyway, we have an invitation-only WhatsApp group of 130 accounting and fintech influencers who sell to and through accountants. And we also have a commercial mastermind group of almost 50 highly trusted, best-in-class people who serve the profession with what they do. And we share market intelligence, offer critical feedback, open doors for one another. But I tell you, talk about the wrong who's, there's a lot of hype in our world. There's a lot of people in the accounting, fintech space and make a lot of noise. They're very busy on social media. They claim big results or big followings, but it's fake. They're either flaws in their character or their competence. They're not the real deal. It's a lot of hot air. They're the takers and not the givers. They burn bridges. They form toxic bonds. Lots of people we go to in doing our due diligence, Martin and I, they've got stories to tell about people like this. And as a result, we keep them at arm's length with our AIR community. So for you, never be afraid to say no to the people or opportunities that don't align with your goals and values, and don't get wrapped up with the takers. Okay, number four, stop competing and start collaborating. Now, in our AIR Group, Accounting Influencer Roundtable, there are some competitive crossovers, but if you have the right mentality, that's where the magic can happen. You don't have all the answers, so it's wise to seek other people's perspectives and solutions. And ask for help when you need it. People like to help, just like you do. And give help when you need it. So number four, stop competing and start collaborating. Number five is digitizing and delocalizing your who's. What I mean by this is think globally. Lots of different networks you're in, lots of different countries, cultures, boundaries, lots of different platforms. We've got LinkedIn, obviously, for accountants. That's the de facto place where you hang out because it's a very professional, business-oriented network. But there are lots of different ways to reach out to people, particularly in this COVID pandemic world. We're getting used to technology. I send a lot of video emails. I send audio messages. messages on LinkedIn. There's lots of different ways to get to different people. So the digital age helps us, and delocalizing and thinking globally, that helps us too. So in conclusion, if you start thinking who over how, you're going to free up some time. You're going to have better relationships and more things are going to happen for you. You'll find strategic partners, good door openers, signposters to the right people. You'll find opportunity creators and mentors who can help you get to the next level. And you'll not only go further than you would under your own steam, you'll get there a lot faster. And best of all, you'll enjoy a greater sense of purpose. Because when you're less bogged down doing stuff you're not so good at or you don't enjoy so much, you naturally apply more time, energy, and resources to making an impact as you see fit. You can afford a bigger vision, better career goals, faster progress. I tell you, it's a game changer. So, in conclusion, view human capital, social capital, as a powerful resource. Think who and not how, and from there, create strong and passionate and dedicated networks and connections and relationships to support you and act as your who's. That's my message for today. If you want to find out more about our 90-day pipeline program, it's one-to-one coaching with me to help develop your business pipeline and put $100,000 or pounds into your opportunity pipeline in just 90 days, then reach out to me on LinkedIn, send a message somehow. Thank you for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. Tune in next week. We'll have our leader special with Martin Bissett. And if you want to do a review on the show, share it with other people. You can sign up, subscribe, share that information anywhere, anytime. Have a fantastic week. Go and be great. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.